We're in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the halachas of Bein HaMetzarim. We are up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing today. So far, we had the halacha that from Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishenichnes Av Mamatin B'Simcha, one does not go to court with a non-Jew, and it is usur to do Binyan and Atiyah Shel Simcha. That's according to the Machaber. Also, one cannot get married from then. The Ramah extended the Isser of getting married already from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz. Now, and also, the Ramah mentioned that from Rosh Chodesh Av, we do not wear Big Day Shabbos. Now the Mechaber goes into the halacha of Shavua Shechalba, where the Mishnah says that that during the week of Tisha B'Av, it is usur to cut one's hair, and it is usur to do laundry. So the Mechaber says, Shavua Shechalba Tisha B'Av, Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes, it is usur to cut one's hair, as well as to do laundry, Afilu Ein Rotzel Lav Shavata, L'Nicho L'Acher Tisha B'Av. Doing laundry itself is usur, even if you have no intentions of wearing the freshly laundered clothing until after Tisha B'Av. The reason being that it looks like you're being Mesiach Das Mavelis. It looks like you're thinking about something else since you're ready to do laundry. So what's usur? Tisporis, cutting hair. Combing hair is mutter, even though some hair may fall out. Also, cutting nails, there's a machlokus in. And the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out is that if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, such as Tevila, or on Erev Shabbos Chazon, one is allowed to cut his nails. Vafilu ein lo ela chaluk echad usur. Even if someone has only one set of clothing, it is usur to wash them during Shavua Shechalba Tisha B'Av. V'chein, says the Mechaber, ha-mukhubasim mikodem, those that were already laundered, freshly laundered, ben lilbosh, ben lahatzia ben hamita, we don't wear them, so you don't wear clothing that was freshly laundered before then, as well as freshly laundered linens we don't put on the beds. V'afilu matpechos hayadayim v'ashulchan usur, even hand towels, you're not to take freshly laundered ones during Shavua Shechalba. Now, there is an issue of what exactly is considered freshly laundered. So the Mechaber says, the kibush shalanu mutter, simple laundry, meaning if you simply wash it, that's mutter. Aval gihutz, but something which is more sophisticated, says the Ramah, pirish maviran ala begodim even cholak lachliko, you use a straight stone to straighten it out, usur, that is usur. That means gihutz is usur, kibus is mutter. Uklepishtan embe mishum gihutz, and when it comes to linen clothing, even the gihutz doesn't count. Varein ke kibus shalanu umutter, and that's permissible. Says the Mechaber, v'hani mil legolitz nalanichan acher Tisha B'Av. That's only if you want to do this laundry and wear it after Tisha B'Av. Aval usur lelavshem b'shavua zeh, but it's usur to wear them during this week. Says the Mechaber now, v'nogu leser afilu klei pishtan v'afilu bekibush shalanu. We are machmir, whether it be pishtan, linen, or anything else, even with a regular kibus, regular washing, ben lilbosh, ben lechabes alohaniach, whether it's to wash, whether it's to wear or to wash and put away, v'ein lahakol bedover. The Mechaber says not to be lenient. Kiven shenogu, since the minhag is to be machmir. The Cholshkein, and certainly, the Efshad Medina Nami Aser, it could be that really Mitzan Halach it's Aser, and not only Minhag. Shehareyesh Mishakasav, the Kibush Alanu, Kari Gihutz, L'shel B'nei Bavel. It could be that our Kibus is considered Gihutz for the B'nei Bavel. She'ein Mislabnim Yafe, because in Bavel, the waters never really got things spotless. L'feishim Emeim Heim Achurim, because their waters weren't clear water. Their water wasn't especially clean. Shein aware its harm of Koros, Keretz Yisrael. It does not have mountains. Eretz Yisrael is mountainous, and as the water comes down the mountains, the rocks purify the water. Whereas in Bavel, the water does not get purified by the rocks. The kibush al shara rotzes efsheshuki kibush al Eretz Yisrael v'aser, and it could be that other countries' kibush is like the kibush of Eretz Yisrael, which is aser. V'od yesh mi shapirish the giutz hainu mayim ve'efro neser boris v'kibush hainu b'mayim levad. Some say that gihutz means using detergent, and kibus is without detergent. Ubizman hazeh ein mechapsim b'mayim levad, and today everyone uses detergent. So we have to be choshish that that's included in gihutz. Therefore, menimtzeh shekol kibush ozman hazeh v'giutz v'asur medina filu b'klei pishon l'lov shen miyah. So this is what we hold la halacha, that it is osur to do laundry in any shape or form. So this is in Shavua Shechalba, that is the din of the Mishnah, and that's the way the Mechaber is paskening. Whereas the Ramah says, Va'onu nogim la'achre b'chol zeh mitchilas Rosh Chodesh. The minig Ashkenaz is to refrain from doing laundry and wearing freshly laundered clothing already from Rosh Chodesh Av. Im lo litzorach mitzvah, unless it's for the sake of a mitzvah, kagon isha loveshes levonim, such as a woman who must wear white clothing, muteres lochabes velivosh levonim. So if she doesn't have white clothing that were previously washed, it is permissible for her to wash them and to wear them fresh. Letzia tachteha, as well as putting white linens now. Aval b'tisha b'av atzma lol tilbash levonim. On tisha b'av itself, she shouldn't do that. Rak loveshes chaluk bagud v'yofe. Which means she shouldn't wear a freshly laundered garment on Tisha B'Av itself. She should take an old garment that was checked to make sure that it's not stained. What if she doesn't have such a garment? The Mishnah Berurah is makel that she can actually wear something that is freshly laundered. V'chein l'kovet Shabbos lovshin klei pishtan u'matziyim levonim k'mo b'shar Shabbosos. Similarly for Shabbos, you are allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. Now, what happens if somebody does not have clothing for Shabbos? Can he actually do laundry l'kavet Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the mashmos is that the same way you're allowed to wear freshly laundered garments on Shabbos, you can do laundry for Shabbos on Thursday or Friday. But then he brings the Darkei Moshe who says that the minig is l'isser. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if someone doesn't have freshly laundered clothing for Shabbos, he could be makel to actually wash it on Thursday or Friday. Now also, what happens if someone has only one garment? So the Mechaber had told us that during Shavua Shechalba, that wouldn't be a heter, he couldn't wash it. For our Chumra, the Ashkenazi Chumra that begins already on Rosh Chodesh Av, the halachi is if he only has one garment, he could be makel and wash it up until the Shavua Shechalba. Says the Ramana, Va'aser liten kelim lekoveses ein Yehudis, you are not allowed to give clothing to a non-Jewish washerwoman, meaning a woman who's going to do the laundry, lechabes m'Rosh Chodesh ve'elach, to clean from Rosh Chodesh and on. Aval kodem Rosh Chodesh mutar lases aval bishe koveses acher Rosh Chodesh. The Yisr is to give it to her. If you give it to her before Rosh Chodesh Av, and she ends up doing the laundry during the 9 days, that's okay. But you don't give it to her during the 9 days, even if you tell her to do the laundry later. Now, what happens if you're giving it to her during the 9 days and you tell her not to do it till after Tisha B'Av? The Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Matirim, that some say that is mutter. With regard to haircuts, so our minag too, the minag Ashkenaz, is to be machmer already from Shivas or Betamuz. Not only that, but even Lakovit Shabbos, the minig Ashkenaz is to be machmer and not take haircuts on Erev Shabbos.